Hey, fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess, and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hello, fashionpreneurs. Welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am super excited about today's entry. Today, I'm excited. Okay. So, I actually was going to talk about something a little different today, but I decided to switch and move this entry up a little bit. I felt like it went really well with last week's discussion. So, yeah, we're going to keep things going. So, welcome to entry 25 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Super excited to be here with you guys today. If you do not know, my name is Jess. I'm the founder and CEO of the Fashionpreneur Academy. So, welcome if it is your first time here. The Fashionpreneur Academy is this really awesome online coaching curriculum, and we help and assist emerging and aspiring fashion entrepreneurs with developing their line. I am the instructor and guide and founder. I've made millions of dollars before the age of 30 within this fashion industry. I've seen a lot of consecutive six-figure months in sales, including this month, which I'm really excited about. And I love helping people do the same through my digital coaching curriculum. So this curriculum is different from any other curriculum you've ever seen because we don't just focus on selling vendors. I don't sell vendor lists. I don't believe in vendor lists. It's just not my thing. I feel like vendors are all Googleable. The marketplaces are there. So this is a little different from just like a quick list of plugs. This is an actual curriculum where you learn ads. You learn, like I said, Facebook and Instagram ads. You understand funneling. You understand sales. You understand how to develop your website. You understand what needs to be on your website as far as applications and softwares and systems to help your site make a lot more money. You learn how to properly purchase wholesale and design your own collection if that's something you're interested in. You learn how to work with my accountant who creates a service for you guys. You learn how to work with my law team if that's something you want to do to develop your own LLC, trademarks, and so forth. So you learn a lot of game within the academy, and it's real lit. And I'm really excited because, like, it's our fourth year. We just celebrated our fourth year anniversary while in quarantine. And I was like, dang, we really lit, you know? I'm really excited about that. So welcome. I know we got a lot of new fashionpreneurs listening in. So yes, that's my whole little lingo rundown or whatever. But welcome to entry 25 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. All right. So for today, I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about a special topic, and it is called It Ain't Adding Up, Sis. Okay. It's called It Ain't Adding Up, Sis. Yes, I said ain't. It ain't adding up, sis. Okay. So today's topic, guys, is all about how to develop different streams of revenue. I talk to a lot of clients within the Fashionpreneur Academy, and I talk to a lot of people that are interested in developing fashion brands and just overall businesses. It's a lot of people that listen in and tune in every week to my podcast that have, you know, a lot of aspirations to start all types of businesses, from beauty brands to I've seen people with real estate listening to our podcast. So there's a lot of different listeners that we have, obviously. Of course, I assist people that are fully devoted to fashion. But there are a lot of people that listen in and take these gems, and I'm excited about that. So for today, I wanted to talk about what is really required for you guys to set up different streams of revenue. And especially during these times, it's quarantine 2020 right now. A lot of states are opening up. I'm in California. We ain't open yet. Okay. And I've seen a lot of people get fearful during this time, and they are starting to pivot their business concepts. They're switching up what they said they want to do. They're switching up who their target customer is. I've seen people like high-end fashion designers start coming out with lines of masks. I've seen a lot of high-end designers not come out with lines of masks, such as Louis Vuitton and all these other companies. I've seen people literally creating masks from these brands, and they don't sell masks right now, right? And I was wondering, I did some research, and I'm like, why is it that Louis Vuitton isn't selling masks, right? But so many other companies are pivoting and shifting to make a quick dollar. And I get it, but it's just not something that I'm interested in. So for my brands during quarantine, we've pivoted on the back end, but we haven't shifted things that I'm not passionate about. So I was talking to a friend earlier, and they had asked me, like, hey, are you making masks? You know, I know you over there making a bunch of masks in LA. And I was like, no, that would take away from what my focus is and what I'm mostly passionate about, right? So for me, I'm not passionate about making masks, so I'm not going to make masks, right? And I had a client come to me earlier in the week, like, Jess, you know, quarantine is just really tough on me financially. I think I'm going to start sewing masks. And I told her, hey, if that's what you want to do, great. But what is your passion behind it? Are you an advocate for health? Are you an advocate for COVID relief? Are funds going to COVID? Oh, no, I just need to make some quick money. All right, cool. Now, the thing about quick money is it's just that. It's quick money. All right. So it's nothing that's going to be solidified within quick money. Now, I'm not telling you guys don't go start your mask line. If that's what you want to do, do you. OK, you do you in all things. I am just here as a resource. You do what makes you happy. OK. And I'm saying that with all of my Baltimore accent, you do you. OK, for me, I'm not going to do anything that I'm not passionate about. I saw this video recently and it was discussing how if we do things that we aren't passionate about, we usually fail. And the reason being is because you have to have a passion behind it, because it's extremely hard to do what we're doing, being entrepreneurs, being creatives. It is extremely hard. And if you are not devoted to the passion behind it, then you're just going to be doing quick hustles within this industry. And that's cool, but it's going to be just that, a quick hustle. So like I said, my client came to me. She knows how to sew. She said, Jess, I decided to hold off on my manufacturing and I'm going to start sewing all these masks myself. Okay, cool. Now, I told her, step one, do your research. Is there a necessity still for these masks? Number two, are they really saving lives? So a lot of the masks that we're wearing are not even saving lives, okay? We are breathing in our own air. We're like literally not getting enough oxygen. It's not healthy to really wear these masks right now. If we do enough research on it, we see that. So I'm like, you know, get your research together the same way you will with your fashion line when developing this line of mask. Also, I want you to think about the long-term growth of your business by selling these cloth-based masks. And she said, oh, I'm just going to sell them for just 2-3 months, and then I'm going to get back on my manufacturing. Well, that's 2 or 3 months you could have been focused on your manufacturing, at least for me. So that is my mindset. That's how I like to think, right? So today's topic, like I said, is it ain't adding up. So I want to make sure that we all are on the same page when it comes to hustle versus business, right? Long-term business, especially as a creative, it's hard to stay around and be in business for 20 and 30 years, right? And when we see these high-end brands like Louis Vuitton that we want to be like and all these brands, right? Guess what? They're not making masks. All the masks that you see are fake. I'm here to tell you they're fake. All right. People are literally just, I'm not going to say they're fake. They're reconstructed, a lot of them. And some of them are fake. Okay. So I don't want to promote anything that I know is not healthy. So I've been on like this whole wellness kick lately. Since quarantine, I've been working out a lot. I used to work out on and off, but now I've been working out 7 days a week, sweating bullets. I lost a lot of weight. Like, and I wasn't even big. I just lost a crap load of weight from working out 7 days a week. I've been hiking. I've been like really active. I've been staying on top of my proteins. If you know me, you know, I told you guys in season one of the diaries, I was fasting right before I moved to LA from Baltimore. And when I fasted, I remember at the airport, I had my last piece of meat. I had a steak from Longhorn Steakhouse. They used to be my favorite. Okay. So what happened was I was taking my flight from Baltimore. Me and my best friend, we had a layover in Atlanta. We got our flight so late for our move to LA. Our layover got canceled. So we were stuck in Atlanta. So we went to Longhorn Steakhouse, got some steak, and that was the last time I had meat. Okay. So it started as a fast. I wanted to just cleanse my mind before I moved. And then it transitioned into me sacrificing meat altogether. I hate the taste of it now. It tastes slimy. Like, I can't even do it. It's crazy how your taste buds change, right? And then I started fasting from dairy. Now, dairy is still my weakness. However, I've been transitioning. I rarely eat cheese at all. I rarely have dairy at this point. I don't drink milk. Like, everything started as a fast for me. And then it turns into a lifestyle. And now I stay on top of my proteins. I take like 12 vitamins every morning. And I'm healthy. I'm excited about that. And I noticed that when I became more healthy, my mind became more clear with strategy. And it might sound very cliche, but that's just what it is. When quarantine first started in March, I was super scared. Like, I'm usually a fearless person, but I was scared. Nobody knew what the future held. I thought life was over. business is about to go into bankruptcy. I did not know. We've never experienced this, guys. We've never experienced this. So I'm like, what is about to happen? So I took that first, I remember like the first month, I was trying to figure out a plan, but I did not start with fasting. Mistake number one. So I remember like the first 3 weeks of quarantine, I was like, oh my God, I'm so stressed. My staff can't come in. I have to do three people's jobs. What is going to happen? You know, like I was like going crazy, right? And then I decided to fast. And I started fasting from dairy, and then I also fasted from sugar. Now it's another lifestyle change. I no longer consume sugars that are not natural. So I only consume sugars from fruits. I only drink 100% juices. I'm the girl. I never thought I was going to be this chick, but I'm the sis that's in the aisle that's reading the back of the juice to make sure that it's 100% apple juice. That's it. So if it has all types of chemicals and high fructose corn syrup, I'm not consuming it. So I changed my eating habits, right? On top of that, I started working out. I did like this 30-day challenge. Are y'all familiar with Joy Chavis on Instagram? Love her. Okay, so her body is like crazy. Like after she had her son, she just snapped back like super crazy. So she had this challenge online. So I was like, you know what? Let me challenge myself. I've never done this. I'm gonna do it. So what happened was I had this lifestyle change. And every time I have a lifestyle change, it starts as a fast for me. That's just me personally. I'm not the girl that's going to tell you, I'm going to just cut this off. I'm going to go cold turkey. I know me, and I know I have to transition. So it started with no meat, then no dairy. Now I'm only consuming sugars, right? So, I mean, natural sugars. Every morning I wake up, I take a shot of herbs, 100% all natural herbs that cleanse us from mucus. And I consume my sea moss. I consume all the amazing things of nature, right? It's all the man-made stuff that messes us up. I realize that. Like, I started consuming all these things, and I take I use my protein powders. I make my little banana smoothies in the morning. So now it's like a whole lifestyle for me, and I can't start my day without it. Like, I don't feel the same if I don't start my day without my herbal shots and all these amazing things, right? Now, when I started this lifestyle change, I started to think and strategize completely different. And I am officially in a place that I can't believe I'm here now. Thank you, God. But I am in a place now where I do not wake up with an alarm clock. I wake up whenever I feel like it. I still get up super early, but some days I might sleep in. And sleeping in for me is like an 8 o'clock day, like getting up at 8. So I don't wake up with that. My staff is amazing. They are protected. They are awesome. I just got off the phone with one of my amazing staff members telling her that I wanted to just give her a raise because she's so awesome. She's crying on the phone. I'm like, come on, get it together. But all these things have come into fruition for me clearing my mind. And I remember praying when quarantine started about a different stream of revenue, like creating another stream of revenue, like I'm already doing awesome, but I want to create something else. I want to continue to create. I don't want to ever stop being a creative. So God just direct me on that creative path, right? And I remember in the beginning of quarantine, I was like, okay, what does this look like? So I was having a really tough time sketching and being creative. And we talked last week about the must for all creatives, right? So I was having a tough time being a creative. And then I did my fast. I changed my lifestyle altogether at this point. And I started to get so much clarity. And I literally got clarity on this new business structure that I'm going to be doing within the Fashionpreneur Academy. And literally it requires more sufficiency from the students. It requires also for me to develop a product. The Fashionpreneur Academy has never offered a product, like an actual tangible product. Everything has always been intangible, digital. So I'm like, what? And God made it so easy. He made it so easy. So now I have a new stream of revenue that integrates with what I already offer. And I'm able to now bring more people into my community through this product. So this product is going to be a new bag. I'm so excited about it. I will show y'all, but the sample looks a little bit different from what you're going to get. So I'm not even going to show you yet. But it's going to be this really bomb tote bag for fashionpreneurs. It's literally the bag you need for running around your fashion districts, running around in your factories, running around and buying wholesale, when you're at Magic Trade Show and you're just picking up swatches of fabrics, when you're out running around. This is your bag, right? And it says Fashionpreneur across the front. It's embossed. It's a beautiful bag. I'm so excited about it. And I did it all in quarantine. This is not a story where I'm going to tell y'all I've been working on this for 2 years. Like, no, I did a fast and then I created another amazing stream of revenue. And when it comes to developing streams of revenue, I'm telling you guys this story for a reason. When it comes to developing streams of revenue, I think it's imperative that we start looking at our current structures, not just building quarantine side hustles, okay? So it's cool if you're gonna make masks. If you're gonna make masks, make sure they're sustainable, make sure they're protecting people. Is it a necessity for you to make a mask, right? I would check the results on that. I would do some research on that. For me, I know that my brand will not be making masks. It's just not something I'm passionate about. And I don't like doing things if it's no passion behind it, because then I get bored. Then I don't get the result that I want. Then I waste money. So I don't put out anything that does not have heart behind it and passion behind it. I just can't. And I think it's imperative while in quarantine that we're not setting up hustles if we're setting up different streams of revenue. So right now, first and foremost, if you are a emerging or aspiring boutique owner, designer, creative, entrepreneur, focus on what you already were focused on. Don't pivot because of this. This is something, y'all, this is how like the enemy works. This is how the devil works. He will try to pivot your whole mindset because of something that is temporary. Like there are cities that are already opening back up. Yes, I think that there's going to be a second wave of COVID, but like the things that God has done for me in quarantine, like down to people that have entered my life, like I'm like, where y'all coming from? Where's this amazingness coming from? Like, this is what happens when you stay focused. Okay. So literally I am a product of making room for what I said I want. And I want you guys to make room for what you said you want. So if you know in April, no, I'm going to say in February, you had a mindset of developing and manufacturing your first line. You had a mindset of developing your first shoe. Why are we switching? Because of a temporary pandemic. I think right now our mindsets have to stop being, we're going to wait until the Rona leaves, and our mindset has to be, we're going to work through the Rona. So I want you guys to first and foremost understand when setting up your stream of revenue, focus on what you already have been focused on. If that is your passion, if it is truly including your heart, don't switch and don't shift. Okay. Continue to work on what you already been working on. Number two, I want you guys not to overthink what you're already working on. Now, this is a time during this pandemic, we all have been in our minds, we've been in our thoughts, and that's okay, right? We've been considering if we're doing the right things. We've been considering ways to save money. Those are all great thoughts to have. What I don't want you guys to do is pivot to the point where you change your path and God did not direct you down it, okay? So what I mean by that is I had a client recently tell me like, oh, Jess, you know, things are moving slow right now while we're in quarantine. I'm thinking about reaching out to this company and seeing if they'll just buy my brand. Nobody's buying your brand in quarantine. Why are you selling your brand? You weren't talking about this before because it's a slow month. Well, let me tell you how God works. March for me was a $150,000 sales month. April for me was a $34,000 sales month for this same particular business. Sales decreased tremendously. And these numbers and figures might sound high, but when you guys add in payroll, the cost of my new building, the cost of my current office, the cost of manufacturing in two different countries right now, because I have to basically project for COVID-19 to happen again. So I have to produce twice just in case one factory gets shut down. Like all these things were having to be considered, right? And what I want you guys to understand is I took a huge decrease. I never shifted and said, we're going to shut down. We're going to go start making stuff that we're not passionate about. We're just going to start putting out product. Let me tell you guys how once that was April. So May hit, we've already surpassed March, right? So I want you guys to understand it. We already surpassed March. I did not change anything. I did not restructure. I did not start doing things out of fear. I simply can stay consistent on what I was already working on, right? So just because I had a slow month doesn't mean that it was a fail. Like March was slower. April was slower. We were in the middle of a pandemic, but things picked right back up when outside opened up. And I think that this is a time for us to be preparing what we already said we were working on. It's no reason to switch. Don't let anybody play with you right now. This is a time where we are very impressionable. This is a time where we are very, very, very fragile. So there's going to be a lot of thoughts and a lot of people that want to give you guys feedback. Be quiet and stay in yourself right now and continue to focus on what you've been focusing on. This is a time where people that don't believe and don't have the minds that is you as you would still be telling you right now, like, hey, you don't need to be working on that. Are you sure you want to do that? Well, this pandemic showed me every reason I should be an entrepreneur. Okay. I can't get laid off. Thank you, God. Like, this is what entrepreneurship is about, the freedom, but it's also about the processes and the, I would say, the ability to make decisions that could cost your company or shift your company. And I want to make sure you guys are always making decisions that are going to shift you in the right direction and not going to hold you back from your next level. Hey, fashionpreneurs, I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly, on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year, so I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right, so make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. So, like I said, don't switch, don't pivot, a pivot is different from a switch, okay? A pivot is like, okay, we're going to get less units in manufacturing. We're going to only get one pack when we go and purchase wholesale. Okay, cool. But what we're not about to do is change our entire demographic in our store to be a bargain brand just to take care of what's happening right now. Quarantine is almost over. People coming back outside, right? So we have to stay focused on what we said we were going to do. Now, what's not adding up on top of that is that we're saying, okay, well, Jess, I'm going to go ahead and continue to do what I was doing, but I'm going to do this on the side. We don't do side hustles at the Fashionpreneur Academy. We all know that. If you're a client of mine, you know. I do not condone side hustles. So the thing about side hustles is it's just that, a side hustle. It is something that is not going to be around for the long haul. It's something that you're not passionate about. It's something for some quick money. The thing about creating side hustles on the side of what you're already developing is not necessarily the hustle. I'm here for the hustle. Do your thing. But the problem is that this hustle is now going to take away time from what is profit producing. So if you're putting all your time into having this side hustle now, you're going to be selling this product on the side, you're going to be offering this service on the side that you're not passionate about, it's going to only take time away and consume the time that is actually valuable to put into what is going to be profitable and expansion for you, right? So the reason I don't condone side hustles is because of the time that it wastes. I'm a big, big, big advocate of time. And I think we don't value time enough. Time is the most valuable asset. If you value your time, your entire life will be different. If you wake up 3 hours earlier, 4 hours earlier, if you wake up at 5 o'clock, you will be done like a lot of your work by like 9 a.m. Like the difference in valuing time, that's literally the only difference between me and anyone else. The reason that results are happening is because the value of time is there, right? And I'm not perfect. There are days where I just want to sleep in. There are days where I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted. There are days where I'm like, oh, I don't feel like working out today, but I just simply push through for the discipline that it gives to my mindset. All this matters for your mindset. And I think what's very important here is that we make time for what we want. So if you're making time for a hustle, that is, calculate the hours that you will waste per week on a hustle. You will waste hours and hours and hours on something that has no value to your future. Like that's what a hustle is. You will waste hours and hours and hours and hours on stuff that has nothing to do with your future. Focus on your passion. Now, what I will say about this pivot, because I, like I said, a lot of people are like, Jess, I don't know. I think I want to now offer this. I want to sell this one product. I want to do this. Okay. If you are not passionate about what you're doing, and you know you weren't passionate before quarantine, and you are still not passionate now, that's different. If you aren't passionate, then go find your passion. Okay, do that. But if you know for a fact you were passionate and you're still passionate, but you're having, there's a difference between having fear right now and just simply knowing that this is not your passion. Okay. There's a difference. So if you are fearful, you know that this is still what you want. You see yourself doing this outside of quarantine. You see yourself living this lifestyle 3 years from now, 5 years from now. That's your passion. You will do anything to see it flourish. Like, you will get on any flight. You will go to any country. You will go get it. That is your passion. Your passion is that thing that keeps you up at night, right? But if you don't feel that way about what you are doing, then cool, then pivot. But don't just go create something else out of a side hustle. Take this time to figure out what it is that you're passionate about, right? So I encourage you guys to do that. Now, when you're developing another business, because that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about developing something on the side, or, you know, pivoting to offer something different. All of this comes down to creating different streams of revenue, right? Now, when you guys are creating your different streams of revenue, I want you guys to make sure, this is how you can tell. This is the key right here. This is your calculation to tell if you're creating a hustle or a business. So every year, at the end of the year, me and my really close friends, all of them are entrepreneurs, we have this mastermind, right? And we meet and we talk about each other's businesses for like an hour. And we spend hours on each other's businesses. It's a full day. And we answer questions. We talk about our plans for the following year. And this past year, I did that with two of my really close friends. And I remember my best friend told me, like, yo, you just changed my life with this gym you dropped. So I have obviously a lot of different businesses in fashion. And one of my friends had told me, oh, well, you know, I'm going to make 500K in this business and I'm going to make 60,000 in this one. And the one that she said she's going to make 60K in was a service-based business. So I was like, okay, let me get this right. So you're going to produce 500K off your product and 60K off your service. Why are you even getting up in the morning for the 60K? Which one is your passion? And she said, oh, well, I started the business that produced 60K a year because it was a quick hustle. It was something I was good at. I said, okay, so let it go. Why are we even waking up? Like, why are we even getting out the bid if we have a business that produces 60K? If you're telling me you got a product that requires nothing out of you other than managing shipment and fulfillment, and you're happy, you're passionate about this project, why are we even getting up for the 60? Don't be scared to know your worth. Don't be scared to know your worth. We're not doing side hustles. So I told her, like, yo, like, let it go. And I told her, I said, you know, the thing about the key, this is the calculation right here. The key to creating different streams of revenue is making sure that one can always uphold the other. So, for example, I told you guys in March, I took a huge decrease in March in sales, but we ran it right back up. Thank you, God. Whew. Okay, so in March, right? So, like I said, my clothing line took a big, big decrease. That the number I threw out, that 35K, does not include sales from another one of my businesses. So my other business, it actually was flourishing. So it was able to cover the costs, right? I like to make my businesses go neck and neck with sales goals. So if you got one business that's bringing in $5,000 a month and then you got another bringing in $200, which one are you passionate about? We need to focus and devote all of our time to the one that's bringing, not just bringing in the most revenue, but has the most passion behind it. Now, if that $200 a month business has the most passion, cool, then that means we have to devote all our time to it. But the one that's making $5,000 is because time has been devoted to it. Time equals value. It's no science behind that. Like, it's simple. So if you put all your time into this one business, it's going to flourish. But what happens is, especially during this time in quarantine, we get fearful and we start putting our time into all these different things to make quick money. We start making Poshmarks and eBays and Etsy's, all to sell this product. Well, we could have put those 6 hours into developing our own Shopify and bringing that revenue in on our own. But we're too busy putting all of our time into side stuff. I'm not doing it. I don't do side hustles. It does not work for me. They don't pay enough. And I want you guys to value yourself to say enough to say, okay, well, I only bought in $1,000 this month on this project, but I know it can bring in $10,000 a month, right? So if I know that it can bring in $10,000 a month, I'm going to devote all my time into getting to that value. So my business, I cannot believe this, like I said, but I'm at a place within my academy where it doesn't require as much as me, of me. I've decreased the pricing tremendously to be able to help more people, but I had to take away the private coaching with that. I said, okay, what can I do to make sure I can service more people in quarantine while not devaluing the curriculum? Offer the same curriculum and less of me. And now we're getting amazing results like we already were, but it's just crazy the results that I'm seeing. I'm able to assist more people at once. So it requires way less of me. I created a product that coincides with that, right? And it requires less of me. Y'all work too hard. Y'all work way too hard. Y'all will never hear me get up here and tell y'all, at least not anymore. Like, you will not hear me tell y'all how I got up at 4 a.m. I still will do these things if I need to. Actually, I just did this. Never mind. I'm lying. In January, I definitely got up at 4 a.m. and drove 4 hours to Vegas for a business opportunity. So I'm still pretty crazy. Yeah, I'm still crazy. Dang, full circle moment. Sorry. So I'm still a little crazy. When it comes to my business, I'm insane. But I value my time. So right now, I have been turning down everything. It does not serve me. I have gotten email after email. I run a lot of ads. So I get a lot of emails like, oh, can you speak on my podcast? Or can you do an interview on my live? Can you talk to my community? Can you promote my product? Can you take a picture of my outfit? I had a girl DM me today that said, oh, can you, what did she say? Can you promote that I'm selling tea? And I was like, oh my gosh, there are so many people putting their weight on me. I had a girl DM me the other day. I don't even know why she thought this was okay, but she was like, I know you would get it. And I know you, I could vent to you. I don't even know this person. And she vent, she just went in venting about this horrible vendors list that she got. And she had struggles and she got this list from this girl. And I'm like, why is she telling me this? This is not my business. And I think she just, it's like, I used to respond to every DM and every email. I don't do that no more. Everything don't require a response. I did not respond to that. I don't respond to a lot of things that aren't profit producing. And if I do, I'll let them know it's not the best time for me or it's not the best fit because I value my time. I need to devote all of my time to my businesses right now and my students. That's where all my time needs to be devoted. So if I now start scheduling all these things that have no value increase right now to those particular needs, then I can't do it. It's not that it's not valuable. It definitely is. But right now at this time, I can't do it. Right? So I want you guys to value your time and be okay with saying, I can't do it. You can't do it. Like, this is the time where people are also dealing with so much that they are just putting their weight on other people. And if you pick up their load, you're going to be carrying all of their stuff plus yours. It's not going to work. So for me, I just don't carry loads. I say no. I had somebody email me and ask me to speak on their live, and then she DM me and I was like, oh yeah, if it's a good fit, we'll definitely respond. I used to respond to every email. It was like my duty. Every email has to get a response. Every DM has to get a response. No, no, don't. Everything's in the bio. Every link you need is there. Every email address is there. If it's the best fit, you will get a response. All of my emails have an automated responder. I don't need that no more. It takes too much time out of my day to respond saying no to things that I know is not profit producing and things that require me to put your load on my back. I'm not doing it. I get stories all the time, like, and I love to hear it, like, Jess, you inspired me, da da da. But then I get stories of, hey, can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? And it turns into now a load. It's a difference between communication and a load. I don't pick up loads. And I was talking to a friend recently who had a load. It was a friend of a friend, and he was carrying a big load, and they called me like, oh, can you jump in? Can you help? And the help that they wanted, I realized, was too much of a load for me, especially in quarantine. So I was like, nah, I ain't even got no space for that. And I love you. So I took 20 minutes out of my day, talked on the phone, sent my good friend a Bible, sent him the prayer Bible that I use. Followed up with him. We check in every week, but you can control how you work with the load. So I'm still here for you, but I cannot physically be here where you are coming in and dropping your crap off on me. It can't happen. And this is the time where if you take on too many people's loads and you're too accessible, then guess what? You now start to pick up everything from that person and you start having doubts within your business, your personal life and everything. So it's not going to add up. You're not going to get the results you want if you're picking up people's loads. You're not going to get the results you want if you are taking time out of your day to listen for 3 and 4 hours to people vent about stuff that has nothing to do with you. I'm too old for that now. Like, I don't even answer the phone throughout the day sometimes. I will call you back 3 days later and be like, hey, what's up? You good? Like, I'm good for hit you back in 3 days. You good? And I'm a great communicator. I will gladly tell you in that moment, I'm super busy. I'm gonna hit you back like when I get some time. If it's not like my family, my close friends, my loved ones, like if it's not that, it gotta wait. I had to learn how to control that. Within the Fashionpreneur Academy, my work schedule was Monday to Thursday. Friday is devoted to my other businesses. I was still responding to people on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I mean, I just did it this past weekend. Like, I'm crazy. I can respond at 3 a.m, 12 midnight. I had to set those boundaries and structure my time where, no, that's my time off. Because I need that time to now be a creative and think about what my next stream of revenue is going to be. I have to make room to hear that. So I feel like we got to get better control over our time to get better control over our next stream of revenue. So don't feel like you have to build your next stream of revenue today, because you do not. Focus on that one thing. And when that baby grows into your full-time baby and it doesn't need you anymore and it can spread its wings, then you develop your next stream of revenue. Don't develop all these things at once in the beginning. You will be stressed out. Okay. For me, that's just my opinion. I encourage you guys to really focus on developing one thing at a time, letting that baby grow into something great, and then devoting your time into your next thing. Okay. Now, it's a few things I like to consider when I'm developing different streams of revenue. Like I said, I want to make sure that this new stream is going to weigh in really close to my other streams. So if we have a bad month because of quarantine or this pandemic or things are just slow, inventory slow, it's so many reasons you can have a bad month bigger than not having customers. Like, what if you can't get inventory because the factories are all shut down? What if you can't get inventory because the vendors are still closed? Like, that could lead to a bad month, right? So if that's your case, I want you to make sure that your next streams of revenue that you're always creating has space for you. It has space to stay very, it's staying very close, I would say, to your current streams of revenue, but you have space to make mistakes, okay? I encourage you to make sure it's still passion-based. So all my streams of revenue are very, very passion-based, which is why they're all within fashion. Right. I'm just getting started in real estate and one other entity, but they all are around things I'm passionate about. I have never created a business I'm not passionate about. So it is OK to switch businesses. It's OK to shift. It's OK to pivot if you are passionate. If not, then don't go switching stuff. So I want y'all to get a clear mindset. I encourage you guys to fast. It is like totally my thing. And I encourage you to fast to try to like just get clarity on that and make room for what you're manifesting. I encourage you to not take too much time to stress. Don't stress yourself out right now trying to like beat this clock. Like, the pandemic is going to end. Your business is going to be fine. You're going to be fine. So I think this is a time for you to focus all of your energy onto that thing, that passion that you've already been working on. Do not pivot if it's going to require you to pivot your passion. Okay? It ain't adding up. It ain't adding up, sis. We're not switching stuff because we need a quick dollar. Okay? We're switching stuff because it's more sufficient. We're switching things because it's more profit producing. We're switching things because it makes us more excited about the passion, not because it's a quick fix. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries as much as I did. I'm really excited because the next couple of entries, I got some surprise guests that y'all gonna be like, wait, hold up. Hold up. I ain't never seen them on a podcast. How she get her on a podcast? Oh my God. So I'm really excited to have two of my really close friends coming up on two different entries of the podcast. It's going to be real lit. And these are people that are power players, power players. So I'm really excited. So I hope you guys stay tuned, stay safe, stay at home. It ain't nothing outside in the streets. All right. But a pandemic. And stay covered, man. I'm really, really, really excited about what 2020 has to carry. But 2019 was, I thought, the best year of my life. 2020 low key has been the best year of my life. Quarantine year, all of that. With all of that going on, 2020 has been the best year of my life. I have never felt closer to God in my life. I have so many things going on in business. Things are being released in personal life. It's been like a really lit year, and I'm turning 29 this year, And I didn't realize how lit the year was until I started to change my mindset. It's been a lot going on in the world that I'm not happy about. Like, we lost a lot this year, y'all. 2020 played with us, Black folk. That's just what it is. But all people, we all have been played with, but we know. Okay. But it still has been a great year. So I encourage you guys to change your mindset about 2020. I know we thought 2020 was real ghetto, but 2020 is only ghetto if you allow your mindset to stay in it. All right. So don't allow your mindset to stay there. Change your words. Don't even speak that 2020 is a bad year. Change what comes out of your mouth and change your mindset. All right, guys, I will see y'all soon for another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries with my amazing guests that are coming. All right, y'all.